Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, we're all the beautiful people at, oh, there you are, joining Big Papa for another episode of Morning Motivation. Happy fabulous freaking Friday. I had to figure, phrase that. It's freaking fabulous Friday. Freaking fabulous Friday, baby. You didn't think you were going to miss Big Papa 2 days in a row, did you? Oh, no, we could never have that. Hope everyone's doing fantastic. I was pulling out of the driveway, and I was thinking to myself, where are all my beautiful people at? Oh, they're here on Facebook, and all of a sudden some little bug or fly kind of flew in my ear. That would have been weird if I'd have got that on record. I think he went on to, nah, I'm just joking. He got out. He's back there somewhere hanging out. So, man, I'm feeling so good this morning. I hope you're feeling good too. I booked my tickets for California for May 15th through May 19th. I'm going to be in Arcata, Eureka, California. Some of you may know, some of you stoner parents and stoner adults and stoner teenagers may know Eureka as the Golden Triangle. It's they grow a lot of marijuana up there in Humboldt County. So I'm going to be going up there May 15th. I'll be up there doing trainings, working with families, 16th, 17th, and 18th for Evolve Youth Services. So you can check that out. I think Evolve's actually going to be putting me on for a day to do a one-day training for the community. That'll probably be on like the 16th. So there's that. Obviously next Wednesday, April 11th or 12th, I've mentioned this before, I'm going to be in Grand Junction, Colorado, and I'm going to be having coffee at Kiln Coffee House on Main Street in Grand Junction. I'll be there probably around 11 o'clock on that Wednesday. Come join me. Come hang, have some coffee with Big Papa. And then that Thursday, I'll be working with the family. And then that Friday, I'll be doing a lecture community summit for Grand Junction Social Services. And so what else then? Yes, also in California from the after Humboldt County, after Eureka on the 19th, I'm flying to LA. I'm going to be in LA, Southern California from the 19th till the 31st thereabouts. And I'm going to be doing some trauma trainings and also going to be working with some families. Hey, Irene. And hello, Penny. Oh, Penny says it's chilly in England. It's not chilly here, sweet girl. It's 52 degrees. That's pretty good. I'll take it. As you said, I don't have a sweatshirt on this morning. So I'm feeling good about the weather, other than the allergies. Woo-wee. Lots of pollen and stuff here, Penny. So, and Irene. Oh, my gosh. Oh, all my England. Y'all are repping the UK. Irene and Penny are repping the UK this morning. So I'm going to be in LA, Southern California. Hey, Irene and Penny, you should come join me. Southern California is going to be warm there. And that's going to be from the 19th to the 31st. I'm going to be doing a trauma training. In the title of today's episode, you can go to BeverlyHillsTraumaTraining.com and get the details on that. You can go to BigPapaPost.com. I've got a few available days to work with families, a couple of half days when I'm out in Beverly Hills. If you're in Southern California, I've got one full day available for a family anywhere. And so that's that little rundown. So let's talk about finding your flow. And you know what made me think about that this morning is that I was not with you guys yesterday. I've been very intentional about, you know, showing up and visiting. And hey, Stefan, good morning to you, sir. Literally good morning to Stefan. It's what, 1 in the morning in the Netherlands? Or it's in the afternoon there. I've been very intentional about, you know, doing my morning motivation and doing my post daily dose and doing my 60-second parenting on Instagram, but I've also been very intentional about not doing it. So when the days when I've just felt like I didn't want to do it, I just gave myself permission, have been giving myself permission to not do it. And I think that's very important. But more than that, it's the actual when I'm doing it. Like right now, I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying connecting with you guys. And it's about finding my flow. You know, it's kind of like going to the gym. You find your flow. And what is flow? By a study by Mikhail Csikszentmihalyi, a Russian researcher. He wrote a book called Flow. I highly recommend that you look it up, read it. It's fantastic. That's where I sometimes I'll quote that if you want to create a genius, just if you want to turn a child into a genius, just neglect them, because what the emotional brain, the right hemisphere, doesn't get, the left brain compensates for. And that speaks to why some of your children are so freaking smart, because some of them grew up in emotionally neglectful environments. So he's not saying go neglect your children to make them smarter. That's retarded, because then they'll be crazy, smart and crazy. But he's just saying what the right hemisphere doesn't get, the left hemisphere compensates for. And that's why a lot of people of genius nature come from environments and backgrounds of trauma. So I'm always encouraging you guys to focus on, as parents, find your children's strengths. Not just as parents, but as adults. Find your own freaking strength. Stop worrying about your weakness. You can hire people to deal with your weaknesses. Your children will one day, in all of their genius and success, can hire people to deal with their weaknesses. Stop focusing on their strengths. Focus on what feels good to them. Focus on what they're good at, and focus on helping them be maximally and optimally successful. Same for yourself. Find your groove. If you're in a job, if you're doing something that you do not like doing, start slowly doing what you love doing. Even if you have to do it part-time, even if you only have to do it on the weekends, even if you have to do it at night, just start doing it. Do it an hour or two a day, and slowly but surely it may grow, and it may not, but it may grow to the point to where you can quit that freaking job that you don't want to be going to. And wouldn't that be cool? And if it doesn't grow, at least every day you'll be nurturing your soul, and you'll be doing something that feels really good to you. But we got to get out of this quagmire we're in, where we do stuff that we don't like doing, because I feel like it's not creating a very good vibe for our world, for the world we live in. So find your flow. And flow is that place between excitement and boredom, anxiety and boredom. Isn't that interesting? That right between anxiety and boredom, because anxiety and excitement come from the same place in the brain. Right between that place of boredom is where you find flow, is this altered consciousness, which is what children enter into when they're playing video games, because it's maximizing all the chemicals in the brain in a way that actually elevates you. It puts you into this intuitive meditative state. That's why video games are so appealing to children, because it puts them in flow. Isn't that amazing? But isn't that the same for you and I? You know, when we're doing something we really love, it puts us into flow. I mean, when I'm writing and when I'm really working on a project and I'm in a flow state, I was in a flow state yesterday. I mean, like 3 hours straight. Just like, ooh. And the small interruptions, you know, the knock on the door, the text message, it's like, just like, it's almost painful. And I know your children do that same thing to you sometimes, but we experience that as adults too. Hey, I'm probably gonna jump onto this next Wi-Fi signal. So find your flow, find what feels good to you. Stefan says it's just past noon. Don't wish, make it happen, Irene and Penny. Make it happen. Find what feels good to you. Rock and roll. It's freaking Fabulous Friday, baby. Make it a great day. Have a fantastic weekend. Big Papa loves you. And I'll see you Monday morning for another episode of Morning Motivation.